Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Friday morning to you as we come live from the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. I'm John Reed, Ben Lee bringing us in, Cody McClure to my left. Cody.
Hi, John.
How you doing, Cody?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm fine. It's good to be here and good to be anywhere. I'm happy that it's Friday. Although I'm somewhat disappointed that I didn't get breakfast today. Didn't have time. So I'm malnourished as we come on the air on this Friday, February 16th, 63 degrees. Weather's nice.
I got a pack of crackers outside if you want it.
Nah, I'll be okay. I've got water and I'll get some of the Free Station coffee here in a few minutes.
Yeah, Nate's going to regret that coffee roll.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got the Keurig.
Nate's going to regret that coffee roll.
He told me it's free.
I guess you're right.
I only have one a day. Two a day. Am I going to have to pay a coffee surcharge every?
You're going to ruin it for everybody.
Throw 50 cents in every
day? You're going to ruin it for everybody. You getting three a day is going to...
I do not get three a day. I get tops two a day.
You got two yesterday in hour one and hour two of the show.
And that was it.
And then a third when we were back there making sales
calls. No, I did not. I drank my green juice when we were making sales calls.
You're right. You were drinking this this green juice.
Green juice. It was good.
So what is the story of the day? I think I know the obvious answer, but still I'm going to ask.
Yeah, it's got to be the college basketball thing, right?
Yeah.
Where apparently, from what people are saying, this could alter the sport forever.
It's going to clean it. It's all going to come crashing down, and we're going to have to reevaluate or maybe just admit that our college athletics aren't pure. And instead of doing stuff under the table, we're going to have to just make it. We're just going to have to make it known.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, maybe it's going to just collapse the idea of amateurism right here in front of us. Pete Thamel from Yahoo reporting on the FBI probe says that college basketball Hall of Famers should be worried. Said lottery picks may be ineligible.
Legendary coaches.
Yeah. Call them Hall of Fame coaches, right?
Yeah. He's talking about the very top of the sport.
So Coach K should be nervous.
Roy Williams
is Teflon. He's not worried. Roy Williams, like, look, I beat the NCAA when Notre Dame couldn't beat the NCAA. Notre Dame had to forfeit a national championship appearance because they self-reported five guys getting illegal benefits. I was running a fake college. They didn't do nothing to me. I'm Teflon. Roy Williams ain't worried.
I feel like he's going to be a big part of this.
If Roy Williams beat Notre Dame football for self-reporting five students, five athletes getting like illegal tutoring and having tutors do their work while Roy Williams was running a fake college, if I'm Roy Williams, I'm kickback. I've seen worse. I'm fine. He doesn't get the big five-star recruits. He don't get the one-and-dones. He wins with three- or four-year guys. But Coach K? Ooh, Coach K should be worried. Coach K got down in the filth with Coach Calipari.
Think Calipari's going to be a part of this?
Well, you would think so.
I imagine Patino's name will resurface.
I mean, Patino's already done. Who cares about Patino?
Yeah, but I'm sure his name will be involved in this. Maybe Bill Self?
Bill Self's in trouble. Bill Self's done. Bill Self was one of the main jumping points for this whole thing. With his recruitment of, the name escapes me, but the player ended up just saying, okay, I'm going overseas.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Apparently,
Billy Preston.
Yeah. It's unlikely that they're going to be...
He's playing in Bosnia right now.
More arrests, according to this report.
You say it's unlikely?
Unlikely, yeah. That there will be another wave of double-digit arrests like we saw 5 months ago.
Yeah.
But, as it states, more legal charges could still come. And what's becoming more clear is that, based on what they're going to discover in this case, this is according to Yahoo's sources, is that the potential NCAA rules violations uncovered will be wide enough to fundamentally alter the sport.
50 college basketball programs could end up compromised in some way. 50.
You think Tennessee will be involved in this in any way?
Well, there's also that tidbit of the top 16 teams in the bracket, in the selection committee's bracket preview on Sunday, that 8 of those teams will be implemented.
Yeah.
So Tennessee's got a 50-50 chance.
I mean, what could we have possibly done?
I don't know, but when you combine that 8 of the 16 selection committee teams and Hall of Fame coaches, Tennessee hits both of those, right? Barnes is going to be a Hall of Famer. Tennessee, one of the 16. I'm not saying Barnes did anything dirty. I'm just saying when I read those two qualifications and Tennessee hits both of them, I get a little nervous. I mean, we haven't been out getting the lottery picks, but Lamonte Turner was a 4-star. Pons was a 4-star, right? I mean, those are big-time, big-ish players.
Yeah.
I mean, because not everybody in here is going to be just the All-American 5-star top 10 players. There's going to be some 4-stars getting paid, too. And I'm not saying that Rick Barnes is doing it. I'm just saying I'm not comfortable. Are you comfortable?
I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay.
And maybe I'm just pessimistic by nature. And I just don't think that any coach I can look at in the country outside of maybe Tony Bennett at Virginia, because who the hell would want to go play that style of maybe you'd have to pay them to go play that style of basketball.
Maybe that's what maybe they're involved.
I was going to say Tony Bennett at Virginia is okay. But yeah, maybe you're having to pay those guys to come play games in the 50s, if you're lucky, in the 50s, sometimes in the 40s. But when you think Hall of Fame coaches, there's only 4 or 5 names that come to mind, right?
Coach K.
Roy Williams.
Bill Self.
Izzo. I'd say Coach Cal is a Hall of Famer. I'd say Rick Barnes is a Hall of Famer.
It didn't specifically say, though, that you know, all 8 were Hall of Fame, included Hall of Fame coaches.
No,
right?
It didn't, but it just said Hall of Fame coaches. Hall of Fame coaches could get taken down by this. So I'm just going, I'm working backwards. I'm going and I'm finding the Hall of Fame coaches, and then I'm going to try to decide. Obviously, among the top, like I said, Coach K got down in the dirt with Calipari. Coach K started getting a whole lot of one-and-done guys. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Cal, you know his story. You know his ability to go out and get 5-stars.
Well, when you think of the Blue Bloods, you think of... You know, Michigan State.
I think Izzo's done.
Izzo's got to be one of them.
It's gonna be pretty ironic if Izzo can survive covering up sexual assault for a long time at Michigan State. But what's gonna take him down is, oh wait, you were paying players. Oh no, you're out of here.
Right.
That whole sexual assault thing. That whole Larry Nassar thing. That whole you employing coaches that were beating women, you were letting players play who had raped women. That whole thing, nah, you're fine, coach. You're going to be a 1 seed. You're good. Michigan State's in the top two in the country right now. You're fine.
But paid players?
You paid that freshman that came? Oh, no, you're out of here.
And we didn't get a cut?
You're disgraced. You're disgraced. You're ineligible, Izzo. The sexual assault? We'll look the other way. That's fine. If so, you know, who among us hasn't made mistakes?
I'm thinking Blue Bloods here. I'm thinking Michigan State, Villanova.
You paid Miles Bridges? Duke, you're out of here, Izzo.
Duke, Kansas, UNC. That's five that are going to be in that top 16 probably. Michigan State, Villanova, Duke, Kansas, UNC. So we're looking at three others in there. Gonzaga? I mean, who else is – I mean –
I'll pull up the top 16 seeds, and we'll just go through them. And then we'll go through the lottery picks. Yeah, we're going to figure out the coaches who are in trouble, because they said lottery picks are in trouble, too. And if you're listening, Avery Johnson, that means your ass is in trouble. I know you didn't get Colin Sexton without paying him. Who are you kidding? You're in trouble, Avery. When I think lottery picks, my mind immediately went, Colin Sexton, Alabama has a lottery pick? Yeah, you're in trouble, Avery. You're in trouble. We'll go through the top 16 seeds next. We'll figure out which coaches and which programs should be sweating. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
When it came time to put a piece of Reed's rant.
Not all eyes on me. No, no, no. It's about to be on all these coaches, all these programs. Although maybe Coach Cal and Coach K are riding around listening to this. More so Coach K. I hope he gets hammered. I hope Coach K gets blasted. I hope Coach K and Izzo get taken down. I do think it would be humorous if, like, Coach K, Roy, and Izzo get taken down, but Coach Calipari is still standing. Like, nah, billions with the B, man. My players have made $1 billion. I'm good.
Cleanest of the clean.
Buckethead tweets in, are y'all trying to tell me Konzo didn't have a bag man while he was here? Got Porter Jr. at Missouri. Well, with Porter Jr., he did it the old-fashioned way of, I'm just going to hire your dad. Like, they put Michael Porter Sr. on staff. So they probably just paid him the old-fashioned way bucket of, I'm going to give your dad a lot of money, and he should split that with you. But if you're talking about while he was here, you know, that I guess that's one of the questions I'm going to ask about this FBI investigation is, how far are we going back? How far are we going to go back? Because Tobias Harris as a freshman, that would worry me. Bruce Pearl, as Tyler Pelham tweets out, Barnes should be – he's sure Barnes is going to be fine, but we're overlooked in the fact that Tennessee has had two of the top five dirtiest coaches in the country on campus the last 10 years with Donnie and Bruce. I don't know if Donnie had enough time to cheat. I mean, he's dirty, don't get me wrong. I just don't know if he had enough time to cheat. But, yeah, are we going back to the Bruce days? Because then Tennessee might be in trouble. Then Tennessee might be in trouble because we all expect Bruce to, A, be fired at Auburn at the end of the year, but, B, probably also be further implemented in this new revelations.
Yeah, the story doesn't say anything about how far back it goes.
And that's the question. Because Tobias Harris, yeah, it probably wasn't all on the up and up. Hell, Duke Cruz probably wasn't even on the up and up. I wouldn't be surprised if any recruit during the Bruce Pearl era was dirty. Are we going to get punished for that again? Because that would be worrisome.
Time's already been served.
I mean, Rick Barnes at Texas, the last couple of years, really the only five-star he got was Miles Turner, who was a Dallas kid. So you would think you wouldn't have to cheat to get him, but hell, who knows if everybody else is cheating, who knows? Before we start looking at the top 16 and making our list, let's go to the phone lines. Let's grab Rod. Rod, thanks for joining the show, man. The floor is yours.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
hey,
brother?
Rod here. Hey, man, I just tuned in, so you may have talked about this. So you picked up on the exact question that I had last night with a group of guys, is how far back does this thing go? Because when you look at it, Tennessee, Pons is a four-star this past year that Barnes recruited, but he really wasn't. I think the 247 had him like in the 120s, and Rivals doesn't even have him ranked in their top 150. So, you know, you think you're probably safe there. And I was looking at it last night, and at least according to Rivals, we haven't had more than a 4-star since Pons all the way back to Robert Hubbs, which he was a 5-star, and he's an in-state kid, so hopefully you think that, you know, that doesn't catch up with you. But that's the question, is how far back does it go? And even knowing that, it's kind of wild to think that we hadn't had more than a 4-star since 2013, and think about where, you know, Barnes has it today is pretty remarkable, really.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, maybe Rick Barnes saw the writing on the wall and was like, hey, we're going to play this completely straight. Everyone else is about to get nabbed. Maybe. That's the hope.
That's the hope, and you hope that everyone crumbles down. I don't know if you read the whole article. You know, it's the end of the thing. Maybe a little shot there at Chattanooga saying, you know, Chattanooga, maybe they'll be a 2-seed.
Yes.
But you got to think, you know, you got to feel, you can't feel any more comfortable with any coach that I think this 16 you're going to go over than you could Rick Barnes.
Yeah. No,
thanks, guys. I'm out of here.
Appreciate the phone call. The line he's referring, Cody, was, what happens if this comes out before the NCAA tournament? A source laughed and said, well, Tennessee Chattanooga might be a 2-seed.
There's no way this comes out before the NCAA tournament.
You would think not. Chuck Person is scheduled to go in front of, you know, go on trial in October. But, I mean, with Thamel dropping this, we now have a month before the tournament. I think it's a month to the day. I think the first game is, at least of that Thursday, we're not counting the play-in games. I think it's March 16th, so we have a month for this to come out.
Well, if Tennessee gets through, if they're not one of the programs involved here, there's a good chance Tennessee's a 1-seed.
You know, I did a podcast last night, and that was the question I asked. Would you take that deal right now that this comes out before March Madness?
If Tennessee's a 1-seed,
no, you don't get to know what you don't know. Get to know if Tennessee's implicated or not.
No, I'd rather it not.
That's what I said. I said I'm looking forward to March too much.
Yeah, I want my tournament to have some blue bloods. I'm not interested in Chattanooga as a 1-seed. Sorry, Duke and Kansas and UNC.
You might be Sweet 16 off the jump. You might be Sweet 16. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's grab Trey. Trey, thanks for joining the show, man. Floor is yours.
Hey guys. Just want to, I guess, I don't know, bring some insight to this. They've been, if you read into it, they've been tapping the phones for about a year now, which means up until a year ago, they didn't have enough evidence to get a wiretap order from a judge,
mm-hmm.
which means they're probably at most investigating a year before that. Because once the FBI is on to you, it's not going to take them long to get a wiretap. So I think saying this is a 2-year-old investigation is probably pretty generous.
Okay.
But I would say it's within 2 years. So anything before that, not what they're investigating. And also another thing, the major, I guess, component of this isn't really paying players. It's paying these AAU coaches for access to the players. So
right.
That's another thing. That.
But they're still – but Trey, they're still saying that, you know, lottery picks are going to be implemented on this. So, I mean, if they're paying the AAU coaches, does the player get in trouble for that?
Yeah, no, those are different animals.
Okay.
I think most kids, like – They're not getting the bagman money like the, you know, lottery picks. So that's a whole different funnel through, you know, the shoe agent. Like that money's coming straight from agents in the NBA that know that kid's gonna be playing for him. They're gonna be making money off him.
Yeah.
And from the financial advisors he's gonna be using. That's a whole separate ecosystem from like the 4-stars that, you know, coach just wants them in college because they're gonna win. Like that's different. But now the players are definitely getting some money, but most of it's just about access. And if you think about it, you know, it's not just like one school is going to be implicated for paying one kid. You know, you're going to have all 6 schools who recruited that kid who paid that that AAU coach implicated.
Who paid paid the initial fee to even get in the race for the kid.
Exactly. And that's what this is mainly about. It's not as much about paying the kids, it is paying these handlers for access. And so you're not going to have like one school per kid. You're going to have like 6 to 10 schools per kid.
They tapped NBA agent Andy Miller is apparently who they are really going through his computers, intercepted calls, and all these documents. My thing, Trey, is if they start finding stuff, I don't know how far they're going to keep digging, though, right? Because once you find out, oh, this has been happening for 2 years, how far back are they wanting to go once they figure out like the trend and what to look for? I would imagine once they start connecting the puzzle, it'd be pretty easy to put the final pieces together.
Well, you got to assume that the guys passing up this money weren't that stupid, so it's going to be...
I don't know.
I mean, they've made it this long. So, I mean, what I'm saying is it's not been something super easy. Like, you can... It's not hard to make money untraceable.
Yeah.
Come on, it's not. So they're not going to have, I think, after the past 2 years, they're not going to have a ton to go on to give to the NCAA. But, I mean, for the guys that have been, you know, caught up in it, the wiretaps, I mean, they're, you know, they're screwed. But past that, I really don't know if it's going to go back further 2 years because the NCAA, they're not going to do that much digging. I don't think they're going to want to punish more schools than they have to in this. I think, you know, they dropped the hammer on 16 schools. That's a huge blow. They're not going to try to make that number 60.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, how much of a say the NCAA will have because now it's in the FBI's hands. Like, I don't know if the NCAA is going to be able to protect people that they usually would protect in this case because it's been turned over to the FBI.
Most of these are going to be NCAA violations. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the report is centered around.
Well, right.
But
I would imagine this investigation is just going to list everything, and then the NCAA, you know, Thamel said we don't even know if that'll become public information or if it's just going to kind of leak out or if the NCAA is even going to acknowledge that it really exists or, you know, like put out an official statement or findings from this thing. Anything else, Trey?
I'd be shocked if this didn't get out one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd absolutely be shocked. But one last thing, guys, I don't think we have anything to worry about with Barnes. I think he got run out of Texas because he wouldn't play this game with the AAU coaches there and said he's not paying coaches. I think, generally, I think we've got nothing to worry about, but I do agree. It would feel like an empty win if we, you know, got into the tournament and the top 20 teams were out of it and we won. Like that wouldn't feel good. I'd rather make it to an Elite Eight than win a hollow championship.
I'm gonna put you down for a no then on the vote. Appreciate the phone call, Trey.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Chris points out word on the street back in the day was Hopson got six figures when he came. I forgot about Scotty Hopson. Also All American.
He was a big time
player. Yeah. If we go digging back into Bruce Pearl's Tennessee time. If it goes that far back, and if maybe they just get Bruce dead to rights, but like I said, Tennessee's already kind of paid its dues and paid its penalty when it came to Pearl.
I think I've figured out who the schools are on those original 16 seeds.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, let's dive into that next. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Tennessee's only statewide high school.
SoxMTN says, worried about Coach Cal. Says people already think he's potentially heading out. You know what happens every time he leaves a program? Coach Cal is always good about getting out before it gets exposed. I will give him credit for that. Self-preservation at its finest.
Coach Cal's clean.
One in Stripe says, if Chattanooga is a one seed, there won't be 68 teams in the tournament. Half the SOCOM would have to be ineligible. Yes, Chattanooga stinks this year, right? That is something I've noticed from just perusing the scores. Every time I look, Chattanooga's losing. So, yeah, I definitely don't want them as a two seed. I put up the Toyota Knoxville poll question at Fox Sports Knox. Do you want the NCAA basketball corruption to be exposed before the tournament? Simple. Yes or no? So far, we got what? You voted, I voted, Trey voted. We all said no.
I haven't voted.
Well, you voted, I'm saying out loud.
Oh.
Yeah. Audibly, because it's a radio show.
I did an audible vote.
Yes.
An oral vote.
I added your vote on top of it, so don't vote twice.
Okay, I won't.
All right, you said you've got the teams figured out.
I'm pretty sure I got them figured out. So I went back and read through this thing. It says almost half of the 16 teams the NCAA showed on its initial NCAA tournament show this weekend should worry about their appearance being vacated. So when I see almost half, makes me think probably seven, right?
Seven. We'll go with seven.
Seven instead of eight. I think it's pretty obvious. You scroll through those 16, you find Auburn.
Let's just start with number one, and you tell me clean or dirty. Or do you just want to name them?
I'm saying you see Auburn, and then you see six blue bloods. That's what you find in those top 16.
Okay. So Virginia. We think safe.
Clean.
Villanova. And dirty. Jay Wright must have ultimate security or confidence because he just took the five-star who decommitted from Arizona after all this stuff comes out. Like, you know, when this stuff broke in the summer, the guy committed to Arizona is like, nope, I'm out. I'm not going to Arizona anymore because they're cooked. And Jay Wright just took him. He's a five-star, so... Jay Wright must have ultimate confidence in that. So Villanova will say safe. Xavier should be safe, right?
Xavier's clean. I'm saying Villanova's dirty.
You're saying Villanova's dirty?
Yeah, I think Villanova's not. I don't think Villanova's safe.
So you just think Jay Wright's just got a lot of guts or just doesn't care when he's taking this five-star who's already got red flag?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Jay Wright's got a lot of balls.
Jay Wright seems like a mafia guy.
Yeah.
Which makes me think there's no way he gets caught.
Doesn't it seem like all these guys are connected, like they're in the mafia?
I mean, Jay Wright, I can see Coach Cal being in the mafia, Izzo.
Coach K, he's the boss.
Coach K is the godfather?
Coach K is the guy. He's Paulie.
I would think Coach Cal would be the ringleader.
Nah, Coach K's a legend.
Yeah, but Coach Cal knows the dirt.
Nah, Cal's just
Cal's the new groomed.
Cal's Ray Liotta.
He's next up. You're getting mixed up. Are you going Goodfellas on me? Like, are we doing Godfather references?
Goodfellas.
Okay, you're all over the place.
Goodfellas for
sure. When you say he's Paulie, I'm like, Paulie? Paulie's not in The Godfather.
No, I'm going
Ray Liotta. He's not in The Godfather.
Goodfellas is better than The Godfather. Hot take. Maybe. I don't know. Do people agree with that?
I'm going to say most people don't agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I think people like Goodfellas, but I think people like Godfather more. Or think it's a better movie.
Godfather's a legend, but it's a tad overrated. It's a legendary movie. Great cinematic expedition. I like Goodfellas. Give me Scorsese.
No, that's fine. I was just getting confused because I thought we were going Godfather there. When I think mafia, I think Godfather. You think Goodfellas?
I think Goodfellas.
Okay.
And even Casino.
I do like Casino.
I love Casino. Great movie.
When they beat Joe Pesci down in the desert, when he finally realized what's happening.
I like Pesci. You know when they the scene in the desert when he confronts De Niro, you know, and De Niro's got the big goofy glasses on?
Yeah.
Pesci, did you know that it's like a 2-minute span right there where they break record? I'm pretty sure it still holds the record for all-time movies with the most F-words in 2 minutes. Pesci's like, you mother, and he just goes into
No, Jalen Silent Bob had to have beaten that. No. They did the rap.
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's Casino.
I was just trying to think. That's the next one that came to mind. Ben's on it.
I think it has to be a good movie, too.
Ben's on it. So you think Jay Wright, just by his appearance of looking like he's in the mafia, you're going to say dirty?
Absolutely.
If I had to bet, I say Jay Wright clean. Maybe it's the shampoo commercials, though, that have gotten the Dove men care that's persuaded me into thinking that he is clean.
Dove men plus care?
Yeah. I'm going to say Villanova safe as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Xavier, I agree, safe. Purdue?
I think Purdue's fine.
There was Caleb Swanigan. They did get Caleb Swanigan. He was a five-star. They got him from Konzo, who, by the way, as somebody pointed out, Michael Porter Jr. might be safe for Konzo, but don't forget about Ivan Rabb and Jalen Brown. Both of those guys were big five stars too, right?
Yeah.
And he got them Jarnell in his first Stokes. Year. He got them his first year. Jarnell was kind of gifted because we were the only people that had like a scholarship available for him halfway through the year.
Yeah, that was. I remember that was weird. He came in out of nowhere.
Yeah, kind of the same as Lamonte Turner for Barnes. Like Lamonte wanted to go to Alabama, but Avery didn't have any scholarships for him. Tennessee had one. So we were able to get him. All right, so keep going through. We're down to Auburn. Yeah.
Very much.
I think Auburn's in trouble.
I think Auburn's one of the seven.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and bet a lot of money that Auburn in trouble. Kansas. Oh, yeah, Kansas, you're in trouble too. Kansas got all this started, like I said, with Billy Preston, who's now having to play in Bosnia. Bosnia.
What order are you going in? Just one? Oh, you're going.
I'm going through the March Madness top 16 seeds.
Okay.
Were you just going like 1, 2, 3, and 4? Or all, I'm going top 16 seeds per NCAA March Madness.
Okay.
It's from NCAA.com. Where are you going?
I'm on NCAA.com.
Well, what's your order?
I'm going across by region.
I'm going down in terms of top 16.
All right, I'm going across. So
I'm going down.
All right, moving along.
Duke. Dirty. I think Duke's in trouble.
Duke's in trouble.
I think Duke's in trouble.
No doubt.
Cincinnati?
They're fine.
Yeah, probably fine. Probably fine, although I really hate Mick Cronin, so I wish he was dirty. Clemson?
Clemson's fine.
Texas Tech?
They're fine.
Michigan State?
Dirty.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble, Izzo.
Real dirty.
Busted. So how many you got so far? You keeping count?
I've got Michigan State, Villanova, Duke, Auburn, Kansas. So far I'm at 5.
North Carolina?
Dirty.
So that's 6?
That's 6 for me.
You're going to say Tennessee's clean? Tennessee's clean. Tennessee doesn't cheat.
Yeah, I think
nothing Tennessee. Nothing to see here, NCAA. FBI, keep it moving.
Tennessee's on like my bubble.
FBI, keep it moving. Ohio State?
Ohio State's intriguing, but I'm going to go clean.
Thad Mata's gone. If Thad Mata was still there, I'd probably say dirty.
Yeah.
Just because. Arizona's
they're dirty.
Getting ready to get blasted.
They're dirty. That's my 7.
So we get 7.
Yep.
And then Oklahoma at number 16. Trey Young from Norman, Oklahoma, so you would think they wouldn't have to cheat to get him to stay home.
7 out of 16. Sparty, Nova, Duke, Auburn, Kansas, UNC, Arizona. I think those are the dirty ones. On that maybe list, maybe Tennessee, maybe Purdue, maybe Xavier. Like, how the hell is Xavier? How do they last as a program? You know what I mean?
I'm not saying yes on Villanova. I only have 6 teams. I need a 7th. Because I got Auburn, Kansas, Duke, Michigan State, North Carolina, Arizona. I got 6.
Going with Purdue?
I don't know who my 7th would be. I guess out of those, your vote for Villanova would be the most likely. I just don't know why Jay Wright takes that 5-star knowing he's red flagged if he's got any skeletons in his closet. Coach, maybe he's feeling untouchable. That's the same. That's how the mob movie works. You feel untouchable.
Coach K said it was cool. He okayed it for Jay Wright to take the 5-star. They're all working together on this. Coach K is the boss.
Either Purdue or Nova, I guess.
Why do college basketball coaches look so, you know, they all kind of fit that image.
Because we just think of them.
This is a great.
It's the second time that's happened. I'm working on a new computer. I don't know how to turn this volume off. Send us a break, Bentley.
NutriShop, Knoxville's premier locally owned and operated nutritional supplement headquarters. Located at 107 Moss Grove Boulevard in West Knoxville, just in front of Academy Sports, NutriShop provides customers with an extremely diverse selection of superior nutritional supplements at guaranteed low prices thanks to their price match, swap, and buyback guarantees. NutriShop owner and VFL Kyle Spicer, along with his personally trained NutriShop staff, will work with you to develop a personalized plan, ensuring your success and satisfaction. NutriShop offers over 100 exclusive sports nutrition, weight loss, vitamin, and general health supplements, including protein, pre- and post-workout, muscle optimizers, and vitamins, along with consultation, analysis, customized care, and planning. So stop in to NutriShop Knoxville today for your free state-of-the-art in-body scan, analysis, and consultation, and set your goals towards becoming the best version of yourself. NutriShop Knoxville, 107 Moss Grove Boulevard and NutriShopUSA.com.
1038 Furniture in Bean Station, Tennessee will make you one recruiting promise. Their pricing will not be beat. The Knight family has a history of furniture expertise in manufacturing and has the pipeline established to bring you top brands like Pulaski, Jamison, and Noctova. Looking for a new sectional, recliner, bedroom furniture, or something more specific? Message 1038 Furniture on Facebook or call 865-935-0078. For home furniture and decor at affordable prices, look to 1038 Furniture in Bean Station, Tennessee.
Tennessee's only statewide high school radio show is heard here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Don't miss Tennessee Prep Weekly, Wednesdays at 8, featuring longtime News Sentinel prep writer Jesse Smithy. Exclusive East Tennessee and statewide coverage from Memphis to the Tri-State. It's Tennessee Prep Weekly, Wednesdays at 8 on WKGN AM 1340, FM 101.5 in West Knox, and online at foxsportsknoxville.com.
48% of young adults have untagged themselves from a photo on Facebook because of their smile. And 61% of adults are attracted to somebody by their smile alone. I'm Dr. Daniel Smith of Smith Family Dentistry in Oliver Springs. And if you're unhappy with your smile, let us help. From same-day crowns to short-term adult orthodontics, dentures to kids, we're able to brighten that grin for your next selfie. Call us at 865-435-4100 or visit SmithFamilyDDS.com for more info. That's Smith Family Dentistry at 865-435-4100 or SmithFamilyDDS.com.
This segment brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Got a tax refund? Do you want to double it? Well, go see my friends at Toyota Knoxville. They will double your tax refund up to $3,000 towards the purchase of a new Toyota. Plus, you'll receive Toyota's lifetime warranty at no charge. A non-factory limited powertrain warranty at participating dealerships with unlimited miles. Go by, see our friends at Toyota Knoxville, I-40 and the Lovell Road exit, toyotaknoxville.com. Follow Toyota Knoxville on Twitter. They're always giving stuff away, interacting with the people of Knoxville. Updating our Toyota Knoxville poll question. Just put it up a little bit ago. Do you want the NCAA basketball corruption to be exposed before the tournament? Keeping it simple, yes or no? So far, 300 votes are in. 81% of the people say yes. Amanda tweets saying, give me chaos. No, I don't want it. It'd be really fun. Like, I'm usually all about chaos, but A, it would just be crushing if Tennessee was on it as you're getting ready for a tournament run. And I don't care if it gets vacated. Do you think Memphis fans really care that that Final Four is vacated? No. I mean, they're really mad that Derrick Rose missed some free throws down the stretch. They're really mad Chris Douglas Roberts couldn't close. They're really mad that they choked and that Mario Chalmers put the dagger in them. But they remember, and what they remember going to the championship game. They don't care what the record books show. Do you think Notre Dame fans are truly upset about these vacated wins? I mean, they still remember Manti Te'o leading them to the national championship. Now, maybe Notre Dame does actually kind of care because they're all about historic records, and I think that dropped them having to vacate those wins dropped them from second all-time to fifth or sixth. Sixth, I believe. So maybe they care in that respect. And maybe Memphis looks back and says, yeah, it'd be nice if we could hang this Final Four banner. But the people at Michigan, the Fab Five, they remember those times. They don't care about a banner. So, like, I would rather Tennessee get to go through this tournament. Maybe make a Sweet 16, make a Elite 8, and give me some fun, even if we have to vacate it down the stretch. I'm saying worst-case scenario if Tennessee were to be on this list, which I think for the most part everyone's kind of confident that they won't be, or at least hopeful that they won't be. 81% of the people say, go ahead and drop it. Give me chaos. Give me chaos.
81%?
81% of people say yes as Cody McClure joins us from Getting Coffee.
I had to wait on the machine to heat up.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
4-minute commercial break. Not enough time for Cody to make his coffee.
I walked out and heard you doing a live read. I was like, I got time. Figured you'd be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just here trying to do a radio show. Feel free to get your coffee.
So what are we talking about?
I was updating the Toyota Knoxville poll question.
Are you telling me 81% of people?
That's the third time I've told you. Well, no, I guess only the second time I've told
that's
you.
The second time you've told me.
That I've told you. I've told the audience three times.
Well, I didn't hear the first time.
I know.
I was back in the waiting on the Keurig to heat up.
We've established that.
You want some coffee?
I don't like coffee.
It's weird.
Although I need to start drinking coffee. These sodas in the morning are starting to wear out on my teeth, I think.
Coffee does a lot more for you in terms of caffeine, anyway. You know, give you a little pick-me-up.
That's where the caffeine comes in, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, it does way more for you in that regard than sodas. You could probably find a coffee you like.
I'm looking for my seventh team of corruption. Amanda tweets in, she leans Clemson. Says football money coming through, now they're paying basketball, and now they're good in basketball. Okay. Okay. I like the logic.
It's Villanova. Look at these pictures of Jay Wright. Does he not look like a greasy cheater?
No, if I was guessing, Jay Wright's the guy you think is the bad guy, the mafia member, but really he's the mole, and he's been an FBI agent this whole time.
Jay Wright looks like he could be an actor.
I know. I mean, he looks a little bit like, you could tell me he's George Clooney's brother, and I would believe it.
I think I would, too. Jay Wright's a good-looking man.
Great-looking man. I think he's been working on the inside. I don't think Jay Wright's in the mafia. I think he is the FBI member ready to help expose all this.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. He does seem kind of like more of a straight-up type guy, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. You want to believe he's bad because he's got that look.
He's got the look.
But he's clean. He's clean.
Who does he look like? He reminds
me of... He looks like George
of...
Clooney's brother. He's George Clooney's little brother.
No, he reminds me of that guy from Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The dude, it's the same dude who's in that show, what is that show? A Bloodline show. It's the guy, the FBI agent in Wolf of Wall Street. He looks like an FBI agent. This guy, Jay Wright, looks just like that guy.
That's what I'm telling you. He's an FBI agent.
Isn't that Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, same guy.
Look like him.
I can't think of his, is it Gregory, what is his name? I'll figure it out.
I don't think they look alike.
He doesn't look like him. You lost me until you told me who it was.
Kyle Chandler, that's his name. He looks like Agent Patrick Denham, the actor Kyle Chandler. Jay Wright and he look alike. I mean, in a way, sort of.
In the whole I'm an FBI agent type of way.
Right.
Yeah. Which is where we started. We could have just left it there.
Kyle.
My bad for adding context.
You removed it. You made it worse with your context. No one. Kyle Chandler?
Do you even know who Kyle Chandler is?
I know exactly who Kyle Chandler is. He's an American actor, best known for his role as Gary Hobson on Early Edition and as Coach Eric Taylor in the drama series Friday Night Lights, which he won a Primetime Emmy in 2011.
Yeah, they favor each other.
I'll tell you, Early Edition, underrated show. You ever seen that?
No.
I used to watch it with my grandma. He would get the news the day before. He would know what was going to happen. Like, the newspaper he'd get in the morning would tell everything that happened that day. So there'd always be like a crime or a murder or an accident, and he'd have to go save it.
Why'd he have to go save?
Was given a gift, like he was chosen.
I feel like you would just try to make money. I'd go straight to the sports page and see who the winners were that day. I'd just gamble.
I think he was in I don't remember where it was set, but I don't think he was in Vegas. They didn't want you rolling around in the dirt with the bookies on TV.
Not to get too far off track, but why do you always have to do good deeds when you get a superpower? Why is that a thing?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard Uncle Ben say that with great power comes great responsibility, but when you have a great power, you have a great responsibility.
Can you not just enjoy the power? Like, let's say all of a sudden I have X-ray vision and I'm able to see through clothing. Can I not just enjoy that power?
You're such a creep. Let's go to the phone lines and get Jared. Jared, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
So, I don't think Villanova is going to be, or Jay Wright, I don't think that's going to be your seventh team. I would think Oklahoma with Trey Young would probably be your seventh team.
That's what jumps out to you when you're talking lottery picks, but he's from Norman, Oklahoma. So I was kind of giving them credit for not having to really cheat, although maybe that's where the shoe money comes into account, right? Because this is all tied back to Adidas. So, yeah, maybe Adidas is already trying to pay Oklahoma and pay those coaches to get Trae Young on that brand for when he's a rookie next year in the NBA. So maybe you're right in that regard.
I can't think of anybody that is lottery pick worthy that would be on Villanova's team now. That, or even last year, would have been on Villanova's team last year that they would be involved in.
There is a guy, give me 1 second, there is a guy, I was looking at this last night, let me get his name, I believe he's selected to go 10th overall. Yeah, Mikal Bridges, although he's a junior. So, you know, it wasn't like he's a one and done, he's a junior, so depending on how far back this would go, his recruitment would be, what, 4 years ago? But that's the only lottery pick on Villanova right now, Jared.
And see, I think that 4 years ago is probably going to be your constant, because I don't think that the Preston kid from Kansas that self-recruited is, I know they talk about that being one of the main starters of this whole investigation, but I think it was that LaBierce kid whose, I guess, coach/father figure shot him around 2 or 3 years ago, and Kentucky ended up picking him up. But I remember Tennessee was high on his list, too, when we were trying to get him to come here.
Oh, God, that was Donnie's year, right?
Yep.
Oh, God, Donnie.
That's too far back.
Donnie.
We're good.
I don't think so, because it was national.
Donnie was trying to play scout.
It was a national issue that people talked about his father figure or coach or whatever that got his handler.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, because, I mean, the kid's right, the kid was, I want to say, Jamaican, maybe. He was a foreign descent and had a handler, yeah. The kid went to high school in Memphis, Yeah, it was a national story. You're right, and that was Donnie's 1 year. So I'm sure Donnie had the bag open. Damn it!
With the Jay Wright thing, by the way, Jay Wright looks like the dude from Modern Family. He doesn't look anything like Kyle Chandler.
He looks way more like the guy from Modern Family. Good call by you. I still think he looks like a young George Clooney.
Who's the dude from Modern Family?
I don't know his name, but he's the dad from Modern Family. What's his name?
I don't know. Just say he's some tall, dorky-looking guy. I think he looks more like that guy than anybody else.
He does not look like Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler is kind of a tall, slender, dorky guy.
I think
that's a disservice to Kyle Chandler.
How's it a disservice?
You're calling him a tall, dorky guy.
Oh, he kind of looks like a tall, dorky guy. I mean, what's wrong with that? Is he like a saint?
I don't think he's tall.
Yeah, he's not.
But I don't think he looks as dorky as Jay Wright or the dude from Modern Family.
Whoa, I don't think Jay Wright looks dorky. Jay Wright's a pretty good looking, smooth dude.
I think Jay Wright looks
going off the assumption that because he has swift black hair that he's part of the mafia.
That does seem unfair.
You might be right. I don't think he's a part of the mafia.
Kyle Chandler, 6'1", by the way. He's pretty tall.
I think he's in the FBI. I think he's a double agent.
So he's an informant?
He's an informant.
Maybe Villanova's going to get off scot-free because he is an informant.
Exactly.
All right, fellas. I'm going to let you know. I got to get off here.
Appreciate it.
See ya. That's why I took the 5-star. They allowed him that.
Chad says he's Leo in The Departed.
He's not Leo.
Spoiler alert. He's just talking about the informant part of it.
Oh. I thought you meant Jay Wright.
Tweeter writes in, has Cody ever gotten through a show without mentioning Wolf of Wall Street?
I mean, I wouldn't have mentioned it today, but I was trying to think of that guy's name. And that's the only movie I remembered him from, because I don't have a very good movie knowledge.
I was going to say, give Cody a break. Cody's seen about 20 movies that
he can remember. Yeah, shut the hell up. Leave me alone.
Cody's seen 20 movies he could draw from. And that might be generous.
As far as what I retained from those movies?
I'll say eight. Cody has eight relevant
movies. They're all Scorsese movies.
Cody
and
has
like Titanic.
Eight to 12 films he can draw pop culture references from. Give him a break.
It's mainly all Scorsese and then like Titanic, Anchorman, and probably Borat.
I always just appreciate when you try to relate to movies. Trust me, I've noticed that it's usually Wolf of Wall Street.
It's not usually Wolf of Wall Street.
You've mentioned that on a pretty good frequency.
Heat, it had to be at least three times this week.
Heat, that's another
one.
This week especially. I watched it last weekend, so maybe that's why. Heat, The Dark Knight. I got a great movie knowledge.
You got about 8 to 12. You've named like 6. There's still a couple more.
She was a number 3 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.